know, the poor person, a farmer, a peasant, once did a very special service to the king. And he received the ultimate reward. He was given the opportunity to live 2 weeks in the palace, to live royally for 2 weeks. And the day comes, and he's excited, and he goes to the entrance of the palace. And the guard takes one look at him and says, "Where are you going?" He says, "What do you mean? I have this special privilege. I'm allowed to live here for 2 weeks." And the guard starts laughing and says, "Look at the way you're dressed. You're dressed like a peasant, like a farmer. You want to live royally and dress like a peasant? You can't. Come with me." And he takes him into one of the royal chambers and he dresses him up like a king. At first, this peasant feels uncomfortable. "It's not me." But after a while, he gets used to it. He starts to appreciate it, enjoy it. He's living Malchus. And then comes the day, the last of the 2 weeks, and he has to leave. He enjoyed himself. It was so wonderful. It was so uplifting. It was such an experience. And he's walking out of the palace. And again, he meets that same guard. And this time he looks royal. He looks dignified. And again, the guard stops him. "What's the matter? What do you want from me now?" He goes, "You can't take that clothing with you. It belongs to the kingdom." And then he has to go over. And he starts to plead. He says, "You know, the 2 weeks are all over. I can't ever reclaim that. But please let me at least keep these garments. I enjoy them. I feel so good in them. Are you going to take that away from me also? At least let me keep something, some remnant, some zecha of those glorious weeks that I spent living the way I should be living." The Dubna Magid told this story as a muscle, understandably. There are times that people live differently, live their haibin. It's a yomtiv, yomim narayim. And people live the way people should be living a whole year. But then it's over. And then the Yiddish and the Kishama cries out, "Okay, there's no more yomtiv, but can't we keep something? Can't we keep some zeich of that wonderful, wonderful experience?" And he types the pasuk in Shir Hashir and Perikei, "Pashatati es kutanta, eicha el bashena. I took off my peasant's garments. I took off those garments that were so symbolic of anius. How can I put them back again? Rachatzi es ragli. I washed myself. I cleansed myself from all the narishkeit, from all the pettiness of olam hazeh. I lived yomtiv dik. I lived elul dik. I lived yamarayin dik. Eichacha atamfein. How can I go back to where I used to live?" And the eighth he would say is Abolatayim Messiah Noisay. You want to keep the Aliyah, you want to keep the Hergish, you want to keep the Hisroimimis that you had of the Yontif. Hold on, so we'll give it to you. Use it properly. This Hergish, I always feel Tisha B'Av Bichlal, and Tisha B'Av, the afternoon of Tisha B'Av Efrat. We've gone through a wonderful Yom Tov, Tisha B'Av Ikri Moyed, Tisha B'Av, which began actually in a certain sense the 3 weeks, and it grew in the Kedusha, in the Aliyah, in the Hisroimimis, the 9 days, Shabbat Chazoyim, Shavuot Shechol Bo'i, Tisha B'Av, and now it's the afternoon already. Every person lives this in thee. I always say the privilege of speaking on Tisha B'Av, because it's Yotzin El Halev. There's a Lev Shemeya, there's a Lev Maven, there's a Lev Tahar that wants to listen and wants to somehow take with themselves this Moyed of Tisha B'Av. to tell you something to take with, maybe. Something that really we should be hearing the whole year. But I think Befrat, as we stand in the climax of this Yom Tov, we want to take something l'maisa. I hope it should be this machshava. I have no doubt this will make a yid a better yid. It will make a ben Torah a better ben Torah. And give us the malchus, the aliyah that we so anxiously look forward to. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis tells a maisa, to be quite frank, is a bit strange. Rav Gamliel, the Gadol Hadar, in fact, the Gemara refers to Rav Gamliel Beribi, as he says, Adam Gadol, was making a chasana for his own child, and they were guests, the Tanoim, Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua, Rav Tzadik, and Rav Gamliel, although he was the Gadol Hadar, but he's also the Baal Simcha, and he was, Rav Gemara, he was actually serving. Rav Yeshua saw that, and Rav Eliezer saw that, he couldn't accept that, he couldn't tolerate that. How could the Gadol Hadar serve me? So what is the Baal Simcha? But he's the Gadol Hadar, and he wouldn't let it. Rav Yeshua, however, the Kibbler, Rav Yeshua did allow the Gadol Hadar to serve him. And Rav Eliezer couldn't tolerate that. He couldn't understand that. So he turned to Rav Yeshua and says, how can you do that? Onu Yoishvin, Maze Yeshua, Onu Yoishvin, Rav Gamliel, Oymed Umashka, Leinu. You're letting Rav Gamliel be your waiter? Are you talking? I think all of us understand that. That's improper to allow. Imagine the Chofetz Chaim would be pouring us a cup of schnapps. The wrong thing? But, he says, no, it's not true. I take issue with that. I think it's the right thing. We should let the Gadol Hadar serve us. Why? Matzinu Gadol Mimenu Shishimish. Rav Gamliel was a big Gadol, true. But there were people bigger than him. Who? Avram Gadol Hadar. And the Pasuk says, Vu Oymed Aleya. Avram served Malachim. Avram is certainly greater than Rav Gamliel. So why can't we allow him to serve us? Maybe he thought he was serving Malachim. Dr. Mar, it's not true. He thought they were Arabs. I don't know about you, but if I would be there, I would say, cut it out. Here, you know, we're talking, it's a nice machshava, it's nice pilpul, but what's the justification to allow the Gadol Hadar to serve you? And Taka Rav Tzadik, who heard this conversation, objected, but of a different nature. Amar Rav Tzadik, what are you busy with, Rav Gamliel, Avram Avinu? You're missing the point. What's the point? Ad Mosi Atamanichim Kvoidei Shel Mokoim Vata Oiskim Kvoidei Briyas. You're worrying about Rav Gamliel, Avram Avinu, that's the issue. And what's with Kavod Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishiv Ruchai, the Yevish that makes the wind blow, Umala Nesiyam, he makes clouds, Umayrid Mata, Umatzmiach Adama, he makes it rain constantly, and the earth should grow. But, and that's the Chlolius. But there's a very detailed devotion the Yevish shows us. V'oyach Shulchan, the Flekol Echad Liyachad. It's not only the Yevish is worrying about the world, but each and every person, the Yevish, is actually being Oyrich Shulchan Lefonav. And that doesn't bother you? That you're not concerned about? You have to run to Avram Avinu to find the justification? The Yevish does it. Of course Avram Gamliel should continue serving us. Not because Avram Avinu did it, but the Yevish does it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And says Lashon, V'onu la Yehei Rav Gamliel Oymedu Maskeleinu. You know, it sounds like, what kind of chutzpah do you have? Why are you stopping this? The Yevish could do it, Avram could do it. To me, this almost is humorous, like a spiel. And if that's the case, we're missing something. I think we're missing something that we desperately need. think we're missing a yesod that we all have to know, we all have to understand what this limud of this gemara that this gemara is teaching us. I think is emes a yesod a yesod. I want to tell you a sickle of the sefer, the Heilige Sefer Taima Devaria. It's a Kabbalah sefer. He had a yeshiva from the Kabbalah, his Talmidim. And the Talmidim was the Reish Chacham Rami Panu. And I don't usually quote Kabbalah, but this I think is important. And this God is not Kabbalah, but I think to us it will be harder to understand than any Shtick Kabbalah. It's a yesod. You know, I know you have a chiddush, you could enter a kasha or two or three or a big lamdin. This yesod could explain countless, tens of different mamari chazal, tens of different kasha that we have. It's this simple yesod. He starts off the sefer Taima Devaria that the shlichus of a person, the tachos of a yid's life, is he is bama lekayna. He should be like the Eibishter. And then it's then the Aziya Kvaida Surah Al Yoina, Telemudumuzi, I can explain. And if he acts like the Eibishter, that's his Shlichus. If not, he's Machzev Hasura, and it's Maisav Pu'orim. Terrible. In other words, he's describing and he's defining not Vekus, but Spitz Vekus. That's a Tachlis of every single year. You have to be just like the Avis. How would we fill in the next few lines? How would we describe, how would we define, how would we understand what is Dveikus? I'll read you with Lashon. Hadalid, he goes through the Yigimel Midas, which the Seif is based on. L'she'eris nach Lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnayig in Yisrael v'derech zeh loyma ma'esel Yisrael v'heim kuroidi. What can I do? What else can I do to the Yidin that are my relatives? Sher b'sari yesh li'imohem. I have a relation, there's a blood, a flesh and blood relation. Shein bazugi l'Kadosh Baruch Hu and the biti achoisi imi v'haynu l'sheiris nachlosoi. That the Avis the Kaviyachal, if we could say such a lashon, is polishing, is plotting. What else could I do? This is my child. This is my ben Yochid. Biti, all the mishon that he could use. Biti achoisi imi. Ma esu Yisrael. What else could I do? It's keilu there's a taiva Kaviyachal to do chesed to a yid. I remember when I saw this thing. I reminded myself of a scene I had seen after we were coming up to camp many years ago. There was a mother I knew, she brought a son. This is a Ben Yochid. She had him later on in life. She was much older than the average mother. And for the 15 minutes till the bus left, the mother was neurotic. Where are you going to sit? You have a good seat. What are you going to drink? You might get thirsty. What are you going to eat? You might get hungry. Where are you putting your stuff? In camp? Which room are you in? Are you just your mom? But the mama of a Ben Yochid. An unusual devotion, and it seems like that's what that's the Sheir's Nachlasa, that's the meat of the Eibishter. And then he adds, Ulechein Royu La'odam Yitzchafet B'Tayvasis Shalchaveroi. What a Yid Shlichis, what Spitz Dveikis, where a Yid supposed to be like the Eibishter, is Royu La'odam Yitzchafet B'Tayvasis Shalchaveroi. Just like the Eibishter has that unusual relationship, we have to have that yachas nachayim, and that's the pshat v'yahavtel yachas kamoicha. That's the vekis. That spits the vekis. That a person has to be chafed the toivase shel chaveray, the einai toivay al toivas chaveray. And you'll ask, where did he get this from? Mi gila lai razeh? That's the vekis? Well, you shouldn't ask that question. How many chazalim do we know? Rabbi says, tishav, I don't want to be maya. But how many chazalim do we know that explains this of a pasuk? the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. And there are different psotim, mitzvahs, hidden mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, the Yitzib Shah Pashtas, Mahu Chanun V'Rachum, Apatah Yechanun V'Rachum. How to define being like the Eivishta? It's chesed. Mor Barich is the Tanchum of Yisrach HaYitzyot. Ask the Kasha, it says, we're supposed to go Achrei Hashem Olekeichem. We're supposed to go Olechas B'Zirachab. Who could go in the Eivishta's way? The Eivishta Chashtekfaya. Eish Oichla. The Tanchuma, what that means, and as Lashon is, Le'amati Lachem, Le'drachav Chesed, the Emes, Rilis Chasodim. That's Vekus, that's V'dovkavoy, that's Achi Hashem, Le'keichem, Te'leichem. Mahu Rachum, Apatarachum, that's Spitz Vekus. And what does it mean to Halach Le'maisa, to us? A person should want to do a Chesed to Nachayid. Not just one, but like by the Avis, there's a taiva, there's a chesik. If I have to choose one idea, a few words, I believe it's the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yutes. Taivas Odom Chazdoi. Taitzer Al-Bag, one of the Rishonim. A Yid has a taiva. What should a Yid's taiva be? Zokter Al-Bag, Taivas Odom Tia Laseis Chesed. A person shouldn't only want to do chesed, but a person should have a taiva to do chesed. Kloime yisavet tomid lemisha roi. Like, how else, where else, in what other situations can I pray Yiddish Ahars? That should be our taiva. That should be our chemda. And if I may add, why is that so? Why should a yid have a taiva to do a chesed? Because that's the yevish to kavi yachol. That's the dovka boy. That's the sheiris nachlosoi. That's the halachta bidrachov. How many chazal I could tell you that we won't understand unless you understand this simple yisoid. The pasuk in Micha Perek Dalet, Mo Hashem Shoyel Meima. What is the Eved to want from us? And one of the things is Ahavas Chesed. And the person says, why? Why is Ahavas Chesed? Why is that so important? And why does it have to be Ahavas Chesed? And what's the Shlech with Chesed? Asoit Mishpat, Mishpat, Asoit Mishpat the Chesed. Why does the Pasuk change the Lashon? For Mishpat is Du Mishpat, Asoit Mishpat. But then it says Ahavas Chesed. You know why? Because the Eivishta is not only Asoit Chesed. By the Eivishta is Ahavas Chesed. In a most unusual way, the way the time of the Torah describes. Why is it Hashem Shoyel Miya? Why is it Chesed? Because that's Kaviyoch Liyevista. The Zahavas Chesed. The Taivas Odom Chazdai is the real Ratzon Hashem for each and every one of us. You learned the Mesilas Yisharim because the Lashonim said almost were frightened about. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev El Lemisha Oyev Es Yisrael. The Yevista doesn't like a person who doesn't have Avos Yisrael. Okay, he doesn't have the mitzvah. Okay, he doesn't have that klal gadol b'Torah. But why doesn't the Yevista love such a Yid? Because that's the Yevista kaviyachol. You learn the Gemara in Tainis Chav Beis. Who's a ben oilam haba? The one that's a sameach nachayid. Why punk the one that gives a little simcha to nachayid? Because that's the Yevista kaviyachol. Toyer the Gemara in Soifa Yudalis Chilasa Gemilas Chasodim Soifa Gemilas Chasodim Vum Agate Vum Estate is Chesed. Why is that? Because that's the Yevista. A Raisa is Kuchibichu is Chadu, and if the Yevista is Chesed, so the Yevista is Toyer is Chesed. What is Toyer? The Gemara in Shabbos Anon Navshi Kasivis Yehovis. The word Anoichi is Anon Navshi. Kaviyachol, the Eivishta took his nefesh and put it in Torah. And that, I think, is the Hezba in Torah, Chilasi Gemilat Chasodim, Soifai Gemilat Chasodim, because that's the Chilasi Kaviyachol of the Eivishta, and that's the Soifai of the Eivishta, and that's the Neshama of the Eivishta, and that's what Torah is. And then it's more Oynik. Why do we have a world? Why is there a world? So the Pashtis, Olam Chesed Yibona, the Eivishta made the world to be mitzvah to us. You think about it, how pleiadic that is. There's a world in existence. existence because the Yevishter has that taiva to have Yechol Duch Chesed. And it's even more oymik that I'm calling in the Sefer Klach Pesach Chochma. So that's why this Be'emes, why are there mitzvahs and averis and schar and oynish? Why do we need that? So Dr. Ramchal, his lashon is because the Eibishter wanted to be made by a tova shleima, that it shouldn't be nama de kisufa. So I don't want to get into it. It's pisha. When you think about it, it's merapsa nigger. There's a world because the Eibishter wants to do chesed, and it's schar ba'oynish because it's not chesed but has to be a chesed b'shleimus. There's a Torah that kulay chesed. Believe me, tein lechachem v'yechkem ois. The Gaon brings the lesson of Chazal that when a person stands with Meidin, one of the first questions is Himlachta chavercha benachas. And of course, the Pliya, that's the first question. And I have to make my chaver a melech. What pshat? You know what I think the pshat is? The pashtus is because that kaviyachol is the Eibishter's relationship with us. The Eibishter kaviyachol made a world that constantly needs nefloyes habayra. There has to be rain, and there has to be clouds, and there has to be a sun, and there has to be a dhamma. Why couldn't the Eibishter to make the world go the way it is without a constant intervention? Because the Eibishter, in a certain sense, is himlachta es kolechot v'yechot shalonu. He's a heritage of sheres nachlosay. Ilmoi mikir kosadi evshala oimai, but the Eibishter is oimid umishamish oleinu. The Eibishter makes rain and clouds and adama all to constantly be mated and express his taiva of chesed. And that's why we're here. And that's why there's a yid on this world, because he has to live a life of imlachtes chavercha. And that's spitzveikis. I want to tell you a shverb kireger. Not some Shverb Kivega. Or Kivega that Sarachi and Godel, Mirapsin Igor Hashem Yoreinai. I heard this from the Rashid of Zel Zangizan many years ago. I believed it because he's in the Shemis. But I guess I was a minor Zaina minor. I couldn't believe the story. Years later, I heard from Rashid of Zel Zangizan the same story. But Kivega once hosted the leader of the Nasi, but he had him in his house for a while, and they were sitting like two Tamid Acham, they were talking and learning. There was a knock on the door. So the Kivega runs to the door and he sees there's an ani, a collector. In America we call him a shnor, terrible word, but that's what he saw. And it was a very cold night, and he must have been exposed to the cold for quite a while. So Kivega took him into his house, sat him down in his chair, and started rubbing him to bring back, you know, the warmth of circulation. And then he picked up one foot and was rubbing him down, rubbing this person's foot down. And when he finished, he turned to the Nesivus, Tavazas, the Lisa Rav, and he said, Lisa Rav is mechubit mit the zweite foot. You're laughing? Kivega wasn't laughing. Rabbi Kivega was mechabit the Godel Hazar, the Nesivus, to rub the foot of that ani. This is not a maisel that this happened. If Kiveega was mechabed the least to rub, to wipe and rub the foot of an ani. You know why? Because if Kiveega realized that that's spitz veikus, that is what the Eibishter does, kaviyachol, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And that is Keli V'Anzeyu, and that's the Yolachta B'drachav. And there's no greater kiva than the Mechabed, the least the Rav, with the Tzveitin foot. But Kivega understood what a chesed was. Kivega realized Taivas Odom Chazoy has to fill our minds and has to excite our hearts. You know, you look in Svarim HaKadosh and they speak about the last moments of a person's life, very, very special moments. Tzaddikim who knew they were going, they had special avoidance that they did in those last moments. Grace is Achim. You know how we saw Solander spent the last moments of his life? This we have the Kabbalah that's recorded in a number of forums. There were people there, and he was, his time was obviously almost over. He was in the last moments of his life. Yisrael spent that last those last moments explaining to the people that it's human nature sometimes. You're scared, you're uncomfortable to be with the mess. And he tried to explain them that there's nothing really wrong. The mess can't do anything, it's harmless. And he spent those priceless moments alleviating the possible fear that they might have had. I'd like to think about that. We would imagine at Vekis, at Sadahoib in a moment, of Yisrael Solander, the going Yisrael, look at the Kotchoi. And that's the way he spent the last moments of his life. Where was the Aliyah? Where was the Dveikis? Where was the Hisroimimus? But you know, that's the lesson that we really need. That's the Dveikis, and that's Hisroimimus, and that's Aliyah, to worry about Nachayid, to see the pain of another Yid, to feel the worry of another Yid, to feel the anguish of another Yid. And I tell you in no uncertain terms that Yisrael Solander died with Mayadik Dveikis. He died with a Mayadik sense of his dapkus to the Eibishter, because he spent those last moments doing what the Eibishter wanted us to do. And you know, the Eibishter made it so easy. Svarim HaKdoshim should speak about this Bariches, but the point is, why is it, you think about it, why is it that the world is made in such a way that nobody but nobody is independent? A person needs so many other people. You wear a hat, that's the hat store, a suit and a shirt and bread and fish and eggs and meat. On a regular day, a person comes on to, believe good me, think about it, hundreds of other people. The paper that you use, the pen that you use. And the Svarim HaKdoshim say the Eibishter made it in that way that there should be an overabundance of chesed. That there should be so many opportunities, unlimited opportunities of a year to do chesed and achayid. Why is that? Because that's what the world is all about. That's the way the Eibishter made his world. That's the way the Eibishter fears his world. And that's the way the Eibishter wants us to fear our lives. And that, I think, is the pshat in the Gemara Kedushin. And each word, each line is so meduyik, it's mavala harayim. Rav Gamliel was being oimed and mishamish, he was being mechabed, the guest. And of course, our first impulse is improper, it's not right. And it was right. Because Avraham Avinu also did that. But you know why the Araya from Avraham Avinu is so much more compelling? What was Avraham Avinu doing at that time? Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina. He was with the Shekhina, and he saw what he thought were Arabs. And he left the Shekhina to cater to Arabs. Who told him that? Who gave him a hetzer to do that? And it wasn't like a day that he was bored, nothing else to do. It was Shlishi Lemila, he was a Zokain, Kechoyim Hayoim, he had all the terutzim that are possible. And you know what the pshat is? Because Avram's life was a Taibas Odom Chazdoi. And Avram realized in his own Netiyah that that's the right thing. Because better than Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina is real Dveikus. And that's the Mechabad Nachayid. Rabbi Yankov used to say, beginning of Parshas Vayera, Avram was pained, he didn't have any guests, he was upset, he sent people looking. What for? Oynis Yachmona Pashin. It's not even an oynis. Oynis means you have a reason you can't do a mitzvah. If there's no orachim, there's no maisim mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. And you know what he said? Avram loved chesed. An oynis, a p'tur is shy by a mitzvah. This is his taiva. This is his cheshik. What shaykh at tour? There's no oyach. But he had that cheshik he couldn't control. And that's the raya from Avraham Avinu. But that's not the best raya. You know what the biggest raya that a person has to live a life of taivas adam chazdai? You know what the biggest raya that a person has to spend his days and his nights praying a Yiddish Ahad? Because the Eibishter made the world in that manner. The Eibishter made a world that kaviyachol, the Eibishter is busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, being mekayim this world. Being mekayim, his love to she'eres nachlosai. Why does it have to be in such a world? Why does it have to be a world that the Eibishter constantly has to be made in a mashpia? Because by the Eibishter, that's the greatest chesed, that's the greatest taiva. Avada is a concept of Kavod HaTorah, but apparently that wasn't the issue here. And that's what the Pshat, he told them, why you bring a raya from Avram, that's a shallow raya. There's a much deeper raya, the raya from the Eibishter Kaviyach. That's what I want you to think about today. Think about what chesed, the relationship we're supposed to have with chesed. I was once by a Tehre Brachas. He spoke about the Chassid's grandfather. And one of the speakers said something that bothered me. He said, Mat Bezeh Aloshin, although with his father, speaking about his father, the Chassid's father speaking about the Chassid's grandfather, although my father was a Poshet the Yid, but he enjoyed doing Chesed. In fact, his motto in life, his attitude in life was, Oid Nish Yenim, what's Daf Melevi? If not, there's another person, if you could help another person, what do you have to live for? I didn't know that person. I never met that person. But if that was his Mahalach HaChayim, then he wasn't a Pashut person. And it's a terrible mistake to say that a person whose Mahalach HaChayim is Ibnish Yenim, what's Daf Melevi? To say that's a pasha to person means you are not exposed to Torah HaKadosha. Because if someone's life is permeated by the Ahavas Chesed, he's living a life of Spitzvekis. He's living a life of Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imah. If we could say that's a pasha to Yid, means we don't have a true Hasaga in what life is all about. Do we know what it means praying a Yiddish Ahad? Do we know what it means a person walking around thinking, what else can I do to help a Yid? The Chazal, the Medrash in Kehelas, Perik Tes, Taitz the Pasuk, in a way that it's almost impossible for us to say. The Pasuk of V'achai Yiten Eliboy, Taitz the Chazal is going on the Eibishter, V'achai Ho'elam and the Eibishter. What does it mean? Yiten Aliba is of the Medrash Shu Mishalayim Schar Lebal Nash Al Kol Psiya Upsiya B'Gemilas Chasodim. The Eibishter will remember that chesed. Hachai Yiten Aliba, you know, imagine someone who helps another person and he says, I'll never forget that. Mamash Afin Harsin, I won't forget what you did. And Kavi Yochel, the Eibishter, Achai, Yitzin, Aliba, I won't forget that chesed. I won't forget that varma shalom aleichem. I won't forget going over to him and saying, Madua p'neichem royim ayayim, you don't look good. We might have forgotten, but the Eibishter said, I will never forget. And a person that lives with this principle is not a pasha to Yid. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin used to say in his children, the Akdamot and Nefesh HaChaim, quoted, Hu haya Kolhay Devaray, a lie tamid, Shazer Kol Adam Layla Atmay Nivray, Ratla Hoyola Achini, the Chola Sheyimsay, the Koychay Lassay. Do you know what the Goyin of the Nefesh HaChaim was saying? Do you know what a person's Mahalach HaChaim has to be? Oib Nishyenim Vastaf Melevin. Layla Atmay Nivra, Ratla Hoyola Achini, the Chola Sheyimsay, the Koychay Lassay. Someone who lives with the Nefesh HaChaim direction is not a pasha to Yid. think along these lines? Do we live along these principles? I hope so. I recently spoke to Balbatan about chesed, the importance of doing chesed. And someone approached me yesterday, and he wasn't critical, he wasn't a obnoxious type of person, and he said it respectfully, why don't you speak to B'nai Torah about doing chesed? I told him, first of all, I do, and why do you think no one does? He told me, I'll tell you, I see too much. I don't see a matiyah, he said, use that word. I don't see a chashivas that B'nai Torah have to chesed. We balabatim, maybe we don't learn so much, that's true, but we're busy. Klal words, protiyatika, chesed. I don't see it in B'nai Torah, the sensitivity, the devotion to chesed, the way we should see in them. I don't know, I'm Lamed Chus, I don't know who he's referring to. But like the deacon say, if you hear something, you have to think about it. Maybe it's direct to us. Do we have that sensitivity to chesed? Do we have that hergish that it's not just the chesed, but it's spitzveitus? Do we have that sensitivity that it's not just I'm going to be nice to him, but Achai Yitein Eliboy, the Yevusha looks down and says, I'll never forget that chesed. And it wasn't just the accusation that concerned me, but I'm worried about the future. I mentioned this recently. Discipler used to say that Yibach and Yeshiva has to have a chinuch in Beinod Machareya. It's not only Beinod Mamakam, it's not only Shetiwa Meilim Batoya, but Yibach has to be steiging in Beinod Machareya as well. And in the incident that he said this in was Lagabi Shaduchim, that Yibach, what's the masman he said? He learns in Yeshiva and Asmada for 6-8 years. And what's the life as a masnit? Not that hard. He has his Gemara and his Shtenda and the Rajba and Kivega. Ganeid Mamish. And then he goes into, not only learns it, but he goes into the parasha of Ish Mikadesh. He goes into a world and he has to start thinking of people, worrying about people, helping people. If you don't stay as a bacha in the Radma Chaveya, he says, Ochen Zey. And I can tell you, Ochen Zey. Ochen Zey to that person, a rachmonis, a bitter rachmonis, to someone who doesn't develop an ahavas chesed in his younger years. Because now, like the disciple told us, it's basically your Gemara and the Rishonim. But in the majority of a person's life, to be a giver. I told someone it's not Sam Derech Tzachas. You know what happens under the chuppah? You know what the biggest change under the chuppah when a person gets married? It takes a split second. But it's the most remarkable, overwhelming change that is imaginable. A person is all his years is an idol. He takes. When he's a baby, an infant, he's taking the whole day. And even he gets older, but we know the parents are giving and giving. A person is basically an idol. In that moment, becomes an idol. He has to give. And if you don't understand it, I don't blame you. But you'll see. Nisuin, Lashon of Nosa, you have to carry. You have to carry the all of so many people. You just laying toiv legeva, ki yitza oil menu'urav. Chazal said that's married. A person becomes from a noisel to a noisel. Are we training for that change? Are we training for what life really is? Himlachtes chavercha, to give instead of taking. that's not the main problem at this point. The main problem is if we don't hear about it, we're missing a chelik gadol of our Torah. We're missing what's true dveikus. Praying a Yiddish heart is the midah of the Yevus of the Sheiris Nachalosai. And we have to develop an appreciation. Rabbi said we have to develop a taiva to chesed. Because that's an ikur gadol of our Torah HaKadosh. I'll give you a muscle, okay? You're sitting by in shul, Beis Medrash, sit down next to another person. There's one sitter there. Who gets it? You? Or you give it to the other person? There's one chair. Should you sit down and let the other person get a chair? Should you give it to him? You're sitting by a table and you see someone's eyeing, he needs the salt. You could get up and he didn't ask you. You get up and give it to him. Well, you don't. You come to a door. The only place for one, and someone's going this way, you're going the other way. You have to make a decision. Should I let him go? Should I go first? This summer, a new person comes to a yeshiva, to a camp, to a shul, to a neighborhood. You know he's chalashing. He's waiting. He's plotting someone should come over to him and give him a var, shalom aleichem. The list goes on and on. There's a situation for chesed, a quote, a simple chesed. It's not a tzolz nefoshes. It's not the kuach nefesh passing the salt. Big deal, right? Simple chesed. And doiker tishka. There's one person that jumps in an opportunity. There's another person that's new. I live without it. Why is there a person that won't jump at the opportunity? Think about it. Tell you now an amta that's pastor. You know what the problem is? If he thinks it's a claim it has. Giving him a sitter, so let him get his own sitter. He should go first. I'm a little older than him. I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than him. There's 100 reasons why. You're a little shy. It's also a good chesed. That's not the problem. The problem is we don't have a proper understanding of what chesed is. We don't fully understand the Goyin wrote to his family that v'himlachtes chavercha benachas is the first question they're going to ask us. And you know what himlachtes chavercha benachas means? It's those situations. It's when you come to the door, are you mechaber the other person? Do you give him the sitter? Do you give him the chair? Do you pass him what he needs? Or do you think it's pasminish, I'm older, I'm smarter? And we have to think that we were zeicher to a yid at Yehesner B'kiva Eger that was mechaved the least to rub in rubbing the foot of an Arab man because he realized that that's zeikus. And that's the lesson, I think that's the biggest mustahasul of the Gemara institution that we mentioned. There's no such chesed, it's a kleinikait. Avram did it, the Abishah does it, and we have to do it. In all of these situations, I think the point is a harach, an appreciation, a better understanding what it means, mechabed machayit. The Goyin in his famous letter writes, he wrote it to his family, but we know it's for Klal Yisrael. The Isha through Usa to Samach with Dvarim Toivim. Say nice things to one another. Kizem mitzvah gedoyle lechol odom. He heard the Goyim's word, gedoyle, every mitzvah is God. Then mitzvah gedoyle, and then he says the chazal, himlachtes chavercha, and then he adds, ubezeh roiv hatoyre lesameach liyodom. You know what the halach lemaisa of this Igeret Agro is? You got it all wrong, Yidin. It's not a kleinikai. It's not etiquette. It's not manners. Kizer kol adam l'sameach b'nei adam. Right, Torah is to be mechaved, to give kavod to another yid. I don't don't think the Goyim had to hear a Chazal after Chazal convincing Yidin it's a covet to be mechaber another Yid. I don't think the Goyim would have been a spoil from the Maestri of Kivega and Lisa Rav, because that's what Raiva Torah is all about. So Solanta once said, in his original way, I passed the shul and I see they're almost holding by Kedusha, and someone hangs his head out the window and he cries out, Kedusha, Kedusha, come in, you're going to say Kedusha. Wonderful, right? He wants to be mezaka another Yid saying Kedusha. Beautiful. And then he added, obviously with pain, how come I don't see when a Yid's making Kiddush? How come I don't see when he's about to start a meal, he sticks his head out and he says, Kiddush, Kiddush, Yidin, come eat with me. Why Kedusha yeah and Kiddush not? Rabbi Shlomo Solanta had that akasha because he realized that both Kiddush and Kedusha are spitz dveikus. That just like to be mezaka a Yid in saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is a matana yikara that we want to give another Yid. So giving someone a stick of something to eat is also spitz dveikus. Kiddush, Kedusha, it's all the halachta bedrachav. And he couldn't understand why aren't Yidin running after the Kiddush like the Kedusha. And that's the Yamusa Hasel of this Gemara Shabbat, Rabbi say. That to be Mahana a Yid, to be Mechaber a Yid, to give a Yid something is also Kedusha in its highest form. But there's more to this. I knew a Yid that was very involved with another Yid. The other Yid was what we call a parsa. It was a constant, ongoing process that he had to help him. He had to be on his side. He had to be deeply involved with the other Yid. And it was taking its toll on him. He was getting frustrated, worn out. It was physically and emotionally draining. And I could see that he needed a boost. He's catering to Reuven day in, day out, and it's taking its toll on him. And you could almost hear him saying, why do I have to go through this? That's his problem. Why do I have to be busy with him? Why do I have to suffer because of him? And it wasn't a question, should he stop or not? He had to continue. And I wanted somehow to give him a chizuk. After all, he was a good Yid that enjoyed doing chesed. So I told him this machshava. I'm going to ask you a kasha, a big kasha. I wonder if you could answer me. Why are there so many needy people in this world? Why are there so many tzibrach in the head? Why are there so many troubled souls in this world, whether it's physical problems, financial problems, emotional problems, why is it Tzarchei Amcha Yisrael Meridim? The Eibishter HaKol Yachid, the Eibishter made a world, millions and billions of Niflois, he couldn't have made a few more dollars. Quote, he could have made it a little more efficient, a little more perfect, that everybody should be fine, they wouldn't need the other person. Why do so many people need a good word, a smile, a pat on the back? Why are there so many people that need chizik and esayrus? In other words, why do we have to be busy with everybody else? And you know something I told him? It's a good question. The Gemara is Kasha. The Gemara in Bava Basra quotes a conversation that Rabbi Kiva had with Tornasufas HaRasha. Shalu Tornasufas HaRasha Rabbi Kiva Imalei Keichem Oyev Aniyim Hu Bipnei Ma Einei Mefanisem. If the Eibishter loves Yidin, Bonim Atem Hashem Olei Keichem, why are there so many needy people? And this, in the Gemara, in Bava Basra, it's a bit brief. If you look in the the other Chazal and Chumim Mishpatim test. It's more bariches. David asked the Yebister, why can't you make your Olam Shavu? Why does it have to be the needy and those that could help? Why can't it be everybody a knee, everybody a shir? Why do you have to make a world that Reuven has to always help someone else? Rabbi Akiva heard the question and he said something so profound. I think it's such a halacha l'maaseh. You know why the Ebbeson made the world this way? Kedei shenitzol anu b'hem midina shel gehenna. Like Rashi teaches, you know what a powerful hashkafa that we have to implement halacha l'maisa, that Rabbi Akiva was telling Purna Srufas and us. Rabbi Akiva and Tanchuma are teaching us, Yidin Taira, you're making a big mistake. You got it all wrong. Yidin du asfadreit the yaitzis. You don't know how to look at it properly. You think he needs you? You think that Ani needs you? You think that Ani Badas needs you? It's not true. You need him. There's a him on this world because of you. There's a Nitzruch because of you. You know why? Because that's what life is all about. That's why you're here, because of him. You know something? You know what he's saying? And I feel fully justified in saying this. It's not weak to turn to him and say, why should I suffer because of him? But the Ani could turn to us and say, why do I have to suffer because of him? The Avistar says in no uncertain terms, you know why there's an Ani on this world? So we should avoid Gehenna. You hear? He has to go through the life of Aeneas to give us a Gan Eden. That's what the Gemara is saying. We walk around saying, why do I have to be busy with him? Why do I have to give to him? Why do I have to suffer because of him? And here the Gemara is saying, Yidin, you're making a mistake. He's suffering because of you. He's the Eicha Timsa of your Gan Eden. We look at it, he could get his own siddur. He doesn't need me for the salt. He doesn't need me for the varim shalom aleichem. He can live without it, maybe. But you know what the Gemara is teaching us? He could live without it. You can't. Because if you come to Lavi, and they'll show you, why did you overlook these instances? Why did you overlook these opportunities? You'll say, well, it's only a kleinikait. He could live without it. And then Kaviyachu will say, he could live without it, but you can't. You're on this world because of those opportunities. He could live without it, that's true, but you can't. Who knows how much a chesed, how much a little a kleinikait is niso midina shel gehenim, because achai yifen el liboy, the Yevus won't forget that chesed. The answer to all of these problems is a better understanding of chesed. What the Gemara in Kedushin is teaching us. And that is really step one that you have to understand. Chesed is a lot more than we think, a lot more than we understand. And the way to be kinder, the mida of chesed, the way to live a life of taivas adam chazoy, is to have a Torahic understanding of chesed. Avada, an etzer that he, that Mr. Makar is a sefer derechet zuta. If a person wants to become a baal chesed, having noise of a noise in the taivasoy. In other words, people think, well, he was born a baal chesed. I'm not. That's not true. No one is born a baal chesed. The way you become about chesed is if you do chesed, having nois seven nois in the tayvasoi, you do chesed, you become about chesed. The material tisharim is klal, the chesedis and ma'ir the pnimius, which is really the chinuch yisoid, that adam nifal kefi pulaisav, It's all the same idea, the Kleinigkeiten, Rabbi Yisrael. It's those Kleinigkeiten that add up. Each is a golden brick in realizing that goal of Taivas Odom Chatzoy. But one more machshava I want to tell you. Maybe, probably, it's more important than the previous one. I could just ask you to please listen good. I hope you could fully understand this. But if you do, and even if you don't do, as much as we could understand, I truly believe it will help us come closer and closer to our goal of what the Eibishter really wants from us, of being Oyavei Chesed. The Gemara in Tainus that we alluded to earlier, Achav Beis, tells a rather strange story. Rav Breika, the Amora, met Eliyahu, and there was a street of people. And he asked them, who's a ben of Miyaka Bahai Alma Bar Alma Da'asi? Who from this street of people is a ben Olam Haba? So the Gemara, he looks around, nobody. And the Mepharshim don't understand. If you meet Eliyahu HaNavi, what are you going to ask him? There's something Lamaisa. What's the Nafkaminas to a breaker? Who's a Ben Olam Haba? To quote the Lashon, I saw the going Yankif Lashon, was he looking for his brother or a sister? What's the Nafkaminas? Ask him. What importance is, why do you squander an opportunity with Eliyahu and who's a Ben Olam Haba? And the cloud, the whole thing doesn't make sense for to go in Yankov. Who could say on a living person he's a Ben Olam Haba? Paying the Gedoysh of Layam and even by the Ovoysa Gedoysh, we don't know if a person's alive. You don't know what's going to be in the last moments of his life. You don't know who's a Ben Olam Haba until after his Tafir. He wants to know now on living people, Bnei Olam Haba. And I had a kasha also that I saw the person asked, nobody's a Ben Olam Haba? He said, no one's a Ben Olam Haba. Isn't it, don't we all know, Kol Yisrael, yes, Lam Chelik Olam Haba? And the story continues to get even more perplexing. He sees two people there, those two people, they're Ben Olam Haba. So a breaker runs over to them. After all, it must be their Hoyben and Yidin. If they, from all people, a whole street full of people, if they're Bnei Olam Haba, what could they be doing? And he asked them, what do you do? They say, and she beduchen, and we're joking. Rashi Taitis, Smechenu Mesamcha Bnei Adam. If someone is sad, someone is depressed, someone is worried, we try to alleviate his suffering. That's the Ben Olam Haba. Of everything, of anything that we can imagine, that's the Ben Olam Haba, the Joker. Zok the Goyen Yankov. We all know Olam Haba is not a place of true happiness. After all, as we know, there are so many problems. There are so many ups and downs. There are so many trials and tribulations. Olam Haza is not the place to be happy. And even a Ben Olam, someone who's really into Olam Haza, he gives a mush, someone who eats a lot. So it's a fleeting moment. He enjoys the food, but then he has a stomachache. Then he has chayvus, he has to pay for his indulgence. He loses his friends because he becomes self-centered. The kitza, we don't need rayas. Olam Haza is not a place of true happiness. There are moments, there are hours, there are thrills, but it's not really actual true happiness. When we look for what's happiness? Olam Haza. And we want to try to illustrate what's true happiness? That's the me'ein Olam Haza. Someone is, you know, in Yiddish, his expression, this is Mamisha Egelept Olam Habadik. I mean, the person, although he's on Olam Haza, and he can't really be that happy, but he's living a Me'ein Olam Haba. And this world, he's living a Me'ein Olam Haba. So in other words, the contrast is clear. Olam Haza is not happy. Olam Haba is pure, true happiness. People that walk around trying to pray a Yiddish heart. People that devote their lives adding a smile, adding simcha into another person's life. That's a ben olam haba on this world. Of course he wasn't talking about olam haba that no one knows. And that it wouldn't be only these two. But his question is, Eliyahu, we want to have quality life. We want to live kimei ha-shamayim ala oretz. We want to live Olam Habadik of Devel. And the answer was simple, to be Metameach Nochayid. The Lichtig Pshat. And every kash is for answers. But you know one thing he doesn't explain? Why? Why? Why if someone walks around trying to add a little simcha to another person's life, why is that a ben olam haba? Why is that himmel dikulef? And I thought about this. I was waiting for that explanation, and everything stimmed, but what was the point? The chayr of the ik is chasim in ha-seifa. But then I realized, im adavar reik, mimeni hu reik. That he didn't have to explain. That's supposed to be obvious. And that's where the Eibishter made a person. That a truest oinig is to mesameach b'nei Adam. To put a smile on another person. To give a yid a little chizuk. To show a little varmkeit to another yid. That's the greatest oinig that a person could really have. Reb Chaim Oizer once said, when I was young, I thought the biggest accomplishment, the greatest thrill in life is to mechadesh tikkul Torah. When I got old and smart, I realized that the greatest thrill and the biggest accomplishment is to help an almana. Chaim Moses moyach, Chaim Moses kishrin was remarkable. And in spite of it all, he said that the greatest accomplishment is l'sameach b'nei Adam. I don't think Reb Chaim Oizer would have wondered, what's the pshat? Why is l'sameach b'nei Adam? Why is that a ben olam haba? Because he lived it. He lived that the greatest thrill, the greatest olam haba is to pray in a Yiddish heart. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Megillah speaks about simcha, and then the Rambam adds a simcha gedoyla umufuara l'sameach leiv aniyim. I don't think the Rambam had a kasha. Why? Why is that a ben olam haba? Because the Rambam understood a simcha gedoyla umufuara to be m'sameach the leiv of another person. A yid came to the Chazanish, a wealthy person from abroad, and it was first introduced to the Chazanish, to Gadol Hadar, and he sees his house, he looks around. Chazanish lived in abject poverty, and he was shocked. He's a person from overseas, and he was used to the royal way of living, and this is the way the Gadol Hadar, and he couldn't contain himself, and he says, oh, but from what left that ever? What do you live? How do you survive? When he said, like, in this house, in this shack, how do you survive? So the Chazanish smiled and said, Ich leb von Tana Yida Toiva. That's the way I survive. That's the way I live. Chazanish understood that the Ben Olam Haba, living Kimei HaShemayim Ala Oretz, is a person that Tana Yida Toiva. And I can only say, if we don't understand this, and I say we because I'm the first to admit and I'm the first to plead guilty that I don't understand this. But if we don't understand this, it's only because we don't know what we're missing. If we don't understand that ein simcha gedoyla umufuara to be mitzameach another yid, if we don't understand that the ben oylam haba living in oylam haza is the one that tries to help another yid, if we don't know what we're missing, we don't understand or perhaps fully understand what a true simcha gedoyla umufuara really is. We don't know what we're missing, and maybe we don't know what we have to strive for, or most importantly, we don't know what to look forward to. But there's no greater simcha. There's no more ben oylam habadik than a person that tries to mesameach another yid. Chazanish in the Emunah V'Tochen, Perek Aleph, Oysud Aleph, describes what he refers to as the Yikar HaNefesh, the noble soul. And his description is very simple, but very moving. What is this Yikar HaNefesh? Yesh Ish HaMisaveh LeHetev L'Zulotso. There's a person that walks around with a taiva to improve the other person's day. He Pokshay Imreyehu Loi L'Chet Vasleiv. When he meets another person, it's the biggest thrill, the biggest excitement. Mikablai b'seiv upon him yafleiv. That's ben oylam haba. A person has a taiva to mesameach another yid. And you know why that's a taiva? Because there are so many opportunities. There's endless, unlimited opportunities of being mesameach another yid. And a person is living in a world of unlimited opportunity. And it's not only Chazinish. And it's not only a Gemara. I can tell you, I know Pashas, quote, Pashas the Eden, that I could say about them, that they're B'nai Olam Haba. People that are not only Oysa Chesed, not only Oyavei Chesed, but Roy Tzvei Tzedokava Chesed. And they help me understand the Gemara. Quote again, the Pasha the Yidin, but enjoy doing the chesed. They enjoy hearing that someone needs help and helping that person. That's the thrill. I know people personally, mamish, the biggest enjoyment is helping a needy person. And if you talk about chinuch and yeshiva and steiging and yeshiva, I think we have to talk about this reality, this hopefully, this eventuality, that there's a time that a person could develop his sensitivity. There's a time that a person could grow in his appreciation of chesed, that he too can feel taivas adam chazoy, that the greatest thrill being a ben oylam haba is the freya yiddish heart. I'm going to tell you a shmuz that Reb Chaim Shmulev Zechayim Levracha said. Only a small part is printed in the Sichas Musa. The bulk is printed in the Moyach Valeid, which is the Sefer Lezichrei. Again, I say, I hope you can appreciate it. It's a glimpse into an Adam Gadol's understanding, but I have no doubt if we could internalize the message, we'll come closer and closer to this goal of living with a taiva for chesed. The shmuz is based on a scene. To us, a very, very modern scene. He was once walking in Yerushalayim, and he passed a shoe store. And lined up in the window were a bunch of different pairs of baby shoes. In other words, child's first shoes. This shoemaker apparently made the shoes, and he was selling new shoes for children, that the first steps will be taken in these shoes. How many times did we pass it to see? And the way the one that wrote this shmooze writes, Reb Chaim stopped, and he was overtaken by emotion. He was standing and looking at those pair of shoes. And he was so moved that the next move, the center, the basis, the theme of the next move was those pairs of shoes. And this is what he said. I stopped and I saw those shoes. And I thought what those shoes meant. There must have been a mother with a child, a baby, who saw those shoes, who wanted those shoes, who longingly waited to wear those shoes. And the mother must have said, not yet. You're still too young. And it costs a lot. I have to save up. And then the day comes, and the mother goes in to the shoe store and buys these pair of shoes. And then Chaim, the way he dramatized it, and I'm standing by the shoe store looking at those pairs of shoes, and I'm trying to imagine the moment that child, for the first time in his life, puts on a pair of shoes. And he said these words, I quote, the simcha that a father has at that moment, seeing his child for the first time wearing a pair of shoes, I know what it is. I can still remember that moment when my child puts on his shoes for the first time. But the simcha that a mother has at that moment, I can't imagine in my wildest dreams. That a mama mitrachmanis, that she has at that moment, the thrill, the enjoyment, the pleasure of watching a child, I can't imagine that. And then he started pounding and said, I can't imagine that simcha. But one thing I could do, I could be part of that simcha. I could phrase it with her simcha. Maybe I can't imagine her simcha, but I could take part in her simcha. I could be happy that there's a lady that's enjoying an indescribable moment of her life. And then he said, the pasuk in the Torah, in the beginning, when Adam Arishon was not in Gan Eden with a chafazinian, but Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden mamish. And what was Gan Eden, Chazal say? He was with Malachim, they were roasting meat for him, they were pouring wine for him. Mamish Gan Eden. And yet the pasuk says, the Yebusha says, Leitoiv ha'od yoheis ha'odam levadai. So Reb Chaim says, Tregich, I ask, why is that Leitoiv? What can be better than living in Gan Eden with Malachim, with Basa, with Yayin, with no machloikis, with no agmas nefesh? Why did the Yevush to say that is loitoy? The Teretz, he said, because when a person is levadai, when a person is alone, when a person is living in his own world, he could be in a Gan Eden with Malachim, but that is loitoy. And the Yevush to says that's not Gan Eden. A person has to live with others. And then he mentioned the Kunjit HaSveikis and the Abdoma that says a person, even if he would have the greatest opportunity of his lifetime, he would have the opportunity, Dr. Kunjit HaSveikis, to go into Shemayim and see the Tzvois, Maila, Sidrum, the Yishvam, he would see the whole splendor, the glory, the beauty of this world. He wouldn't enjoy it unless he could come down and tell his friend what he saw. So Reb Chaim said, what's Shas? Because that's where the Eved made a person. That there's no simcha without sharing with others. There's no real simcha without sharing your life with someone else. Sharing his simcha, Rachman Oslan, being part in his tzar. And then he turned to the Talmidim and he said, Bochim chaparain, chaparain, the true oilam haba, the true oilam haba and devil of being part of someone else's life, of praying with his happiness, of being part in his happiness. And that was the theme of the shmooze. I don't believe that he expected his Talmidim to walk past the shoe store and be happy. Reb Chaim himself, that Moyach Velev that the Moshe Aaron Stern once said about it, he was a Goyen in Noisiv Oil Chaveroi, and that's why he was Zoycha to his remarkable Gaonis in Kol HaTorah Kula, because he was a bigger Gaon in Naisa Ba'al Chaveray. That's a Maimah Amud, you think about that. But that Gaon in Naisa Ba'al Chaveray, he was able to pass a shoe store and thrill, be in a state of euphoria that he saw this scene. But I don't believe he expected his Talmidim to ever reach that goal. But you know what I think he was teaching them? What life could be. What life is supposed to be. The way the Yevishter made a person that leitoyt hayoyt ha'odam levada, that the true simcha is when you're living for others. The true happiness is oibnish yenim vostaf meleben. I think he was teaching us in a most remarkable way the pshat and akamara tainis. Because that's a ben oibam habo. Because you could see a person that sees a pair of shoes and is overtaken with simcha, just imagining the simcha someone else has. Someone else he never saw, never met. We have a bracha. We have a nature that we could be b'nei olam haba by living for others. The famous Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes speaks about the gimel simonim of a yid. One of them is goyim lechasodim. I saw the medrash in Bamidbar Ches Aleph. Says kamat the same Ryan. But it calls them Gimel Matanais, not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It's not Simonim, it's Matanais. You know why? Because that's the way you become a Ben Olam Haba on this world. That's the way you could have a Bekiva Ega that was Mechaber Ali Sarav, because he knew that that is the biggest Matana and that's the biggest Kibbutz. And that's why you could have a Chaim Shmulevitz that could be shikuf on simcha, imagining someone else's simcha. We talk about chesed. We talk about doing chesed. Have you nice to the nice in the tevasai? We talk about appreciating the chshivas of chesed. But one point we should also mention, what is to look forward to? That someone who is the ikar hanefesh, that's walking around looking for an opportunity. In time, he'll be zeicha to be a ben oilam haba on this world. I think it's important we should realize, and I certainly am the first to admit, I'm talking above what I am. But I know there's such a metzias. There's a metzias ma'ir rabbeisai, that Taivas Adam Chazai could be a person's greatest pleasure. And I don't know, I can't describe that because I don't experience it. I don't know how it feels, but I know how to start. Thinking about the other person. Thinking about what your chesed, what your quote, few words, what they mean to the other person. Think about what your little gesture does to the other person. I always say, you know, we look at it from our perspective. Yeah, I go over to him, I give him a big yashikayach, he did a wonderful job. So, how many words is that? 10, 12 words? Big deal, right? True. Think about the other person. Think about what it means, how the other person received that compliment. The Rambam in Hilchos Deyos, when he speaks about the Ahavta Re'acha Kamoicha, the first mashal, Rabbi say, the first illustration he gives in what is Halacha L'maisa of the Ahavta Re'acha Kamoicha, L'fikach Tzarech L'Sapeh B'Shvachoi. Because the Rambam looked and saw the effect, the impact that a few nice words had in the other person. That there's no greater chesed than the chesed b'dibur. The way to have an oinig, the way to be a ben oilam haba from chesed, is to look a little deeper. Not to look what I'm doing, but look what's being done because of me. Think about when you see a person who looks lonely, who looks debrachen, he looks depressed, he looks out of place, he's new. And you go over and you say a few nice words. It's true. Mitzitcha, it's only a few nice words. But you know you have a title to do that? You know how you have a oylam habadik, a feeling to do that? See it from his perspective. Realize, like the Gemara says, a person, his nature is oychavrusa oy mesusa. Like Rashi teaches, im ein loy le'adam oyedim noyach loy sheyamus. That a person who feels that no one thinks of him, and no one's goyis him, and no one cares about him, that person is suffering mamish misa. Oy chavrusa, oy mesusa. The person doesn't have that chava, it's misa. It's not just a few words. It's chiyus. That's the chavrusa that replaces the mesusa. That's the chayim biyad lashon that Shlomo HaMelech speaks about. Look at the effect of your chesed. Rashi teaches in Kesef Ta'alves Ami. Seemingly simple mitzvah. Lend the Yid money. Zok Rashi, Havi misakol ba'atmei ki'ilu ata oni. Why? Why is that necessary? Why should I think of myself like an oni? Because then you'll have a taiva to do chesed. Then you'll have a cheshi to do chesed. You'll see it from his point of view, how important, how much chias you have from getting that loan that you need. That's the secret. That's the etza to look what the chesed does, not just the chesed you're doing. The effect that someone cares about you, that someone's thinking of you, that someone is glorious you, that someone's worried about you, that someone's concerned about you. I tell you, is mamish mechayi zaynocha yid. Which person doesn't have a taiva to be mechayi another yid? But that's part of it. You have to have a gishmak in doing chesed by realizing what chesed is. A yid once told me, I'm a chabadim for this alone. He was rather joking. And he was making a light remark, but I think it showed a tremendous nekuda. He tells me like this, sometimes I want to have fun. So what do? What he tells me? I'm davening in a shul, you know how it is in shuls in the major cities, the major neighborhoods. There's a bunch of collectives, one year they go around collecting. Sometimes I want to have a little fun, he tells me. These people go around, they expect to raise 50 cents, a dollar. When I want to enjoy myself, he says, I take out a $10 bill and I give it to the person. And I look at his face. First it's a shock, disbelief. But then the person, mamish, is transformed into such a simcha. And I look at that person, for that moment he tells me, it's worth $10. Hey, I'll go to a restaurant, I'll go to a place to show, I'll spend a lot more. $10. $10, I get such a thrill. That's the way sometimes I enjoy myself. That's the way you are privileged to a life of taivas odam chazer. Look a little deeper. Look what those few words are. Look what that simas leib does to the other person. V'al kulam achrein chaviv. You don't understand what I'm going to tell you now. I don't expect you to understand. But you don't know what it is when a child has the right yachas with his parents. You can't understand it until you become parents. But you don't know, there's no greater simcha than when a child has the right ahava, the right devotion to parents. There's nothing in the life of a parent that means more than when the children act the way children should be acting. And then you think, so why is it? How could it be that parents complain? I don't hear from him. He's away. Not a letter, not a phone call. And you think, how could it be? They're giving up the greatest source of simcha that the parents have and replacing it with an indescribable pain? How could a person do such a thing? Because we don't think. We don't think. Maybe we think it's just a letter, it's just a phone call, it's just a few minutes. But that's the mistake. You have to think what the other person, how the other person is mamish. Echiyos she'en kamayu, a simcha she'en kamayu. There's no greater opportunity of expressing our midas achesed, our havas achesed, than with our parents. And there are so many opportunities. Rabbi said, there are so many opportunities. Glicklich is there. Glicklich is there. Lucky is the person that developed that appreciation, that netiya, to do chesed with his parents. Not chesed, of course, it's kibbutz. But that sensitivity that I'm going to put some simcha into their lives. Because I guarantee this is the real place to feel to be a Ben Olam Haba. And the more you do it, I tell you, the more you grow in the appreciation for a chesed, you come closer to the goal of Taivas Odom Chazdoi. You know, we just finished the 3 weeks, but there are another 3 weeks in front of us. There are 3 weeks, Rabbi Yisai, from now until Elul. I was thinking, every time we speak, there has to be a lemaisa. Chazal recommended, Chazal required, like it takes the pasuk, Asher Techvoi. There has to be a lemaisa. And I thought of this hatsa, this suggestion, that's really Chazal's suggestion. The matarois of the Dabek, he wants to grow in the midah of chesed, and be nicer and nicer in the tevosai. Adam nifal kefi pulaisa. Chitzaynis is ma'ayr panimius. Maybe to make our own 3 weeks. In these next 3 weeks, from now until El Habalein Ol Taiva, to make it somewhat of a focus in this midah. I don't mean giving out $10 bills to Daniel. I don't mean passing a shoe store and praying and being happy with a pair of shoes. I mean 1, 2, or 3 kleinigkeiten. 1, 2, or 3 kleinigkeiten that maybe until today you wouldn't have done. Because maybe we'd have thought it was a kleinigkeit. But maybe the avoid in our personal 3 weeks is to grow in real dveikus. And to grow in what Hashem is shoyal mi'imach, and to steig in what's really the side of living kimei hashamayim al ha'aretz. Maybe we should devote a minute or two, or take, in the next 3 weeks, in living b'nei olam haba. Again, I don't mean gerais zachim, big things don't usually materialize. But to make a conscious effort, 1, 2, or 3, fast and rubble later faster. But 1, 2, or 3 things that you do, l'shem yichud, to develop a havas chesed, to develop a hergish of taivas odom chazdei. Because one thing I can tell you, a lot that I said today is above me, but this is not. This I could tell you what Chazal have told us. The way to develop a love for chesed, a love to pray Yiddish Ahad, is by praying a Yiddish Ahad. Ahava comes from Yohid. Giving brings Ahava. Enjoy doing chesed, but you have to first do the chesed. A segel once spoke about the concept of taivas achila. And he said something that I think was very profound. There's a big avoid that people have. Taiva zachila. I should eat it. I won't eat it. I'll break the taiva. There's a struggle. There's an internal battle within. Is the food more gishmak? Or is my avoid this Hashem more important? That's a battle. But he said, I have a different way of looking at it. My attitude is I'm selfish. I'm looking for my pleasure. And my pleasure in breaking the taiva is bigger than my pleasure in having the taiva. The piece of cake, the joy of the piece of cake, doesn't come close to my pleasure in being able to overcome a taiva. And that's the way I overcome the taiva zechila. I want to use the same principle within Yanenu. When you're in a situation, it's you or the other person, by the table, in shul, in the Beis Medrash, by the door, with your friend, with parents, in any situation, think about what we just said. Think that getting covered, if you're nourished, might be the shmat. But think that giving covered is so much more gishmat. And doing chesed is so much more gishmat. Because that's really the ben olam haba. Train yourselves, hopefully in these 3 weeks, and hopefully I'm sure it will continue, to come to a simple realization. It's much more gishmak to give covered than to get covered. It's much more gishmak to do a favor than to receive a favor. That's where the Eibishter made a person. The truest oinik, the real ben olam haba, is the one that's giving. We have it in our pnimius, we have it in our nature. That's the way the Eibishter made us. It's our avodah to use these days, these weeks, to find what really is our true nature. Will the Eibishter help, and we should come closer and closer to that bracha of Taibas Adam Chazdoi, of living a life of Kimei HaShemayim Ala Oret, of being a Ben Olam Haba of their Welt. And certainly, Kisaynis is Ma'ayr de Pnimiyas, Habolatayim Messayin Oisai, someone who puts his attention, his Sima slave, will certainly be Zaycha to that bracha, that life of Taivas Adam Chazdoi.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.